Well, I think this has been a dilemma that we at Reset, as well as in other parts of both the United States and Europe, have been confronting for some time. Clearly, there is a decline in confidence in the institutions of democracy. There's a growth of what we've been calling polarization. I've often used the metaphor of team sports, that people no longer address the real substance of political differences so much as they do want to win. They just simply want to prevail rather than actually propose policy positions and so forth and so on. And clearly that's been a degeneration that has taken some time to develop. Most dramatic, of course, the Trump administration in the United States and some of the comparable populist leaders in Europe and even well beyond Europe. I mean, Brazil and India and lots of places in the world are beginning to see this kind of we want to win almost at all costs and independent of whether the policy positions we're taking are actually anything that the citizenry is particularly interested in. Well, I think this is a very interesting issue because if you look at the polling in the United States and Europe particularly, you see a generational decline in confidence in democracy, in the conviction that democracy is important, so that older people are still convinced that democracy is the preferable political regime. Younger people, far less so. So the question is partly why, and then obviously what kinds of things could be done to reverse that. And I think part of the reason is it is said that there's sort of a democracy fatigue, that young people don't remember living in authoritarian circumstances and so forth. That may be true in Europe. Obviously in the United States, it's been quite a long time since we lived in what anyone would describe as authoritarian circumstances. Although certain sectors of the American population have lived under what could be described as authoritarian government, and so that's become more visible to many young Americans. But I also think that there has been an erosion of a confidence that the government is accountable to the people. That's partly because there is much more money in politics now, there's much more international money in politics now, so that many political candidates can essentially fund their campaigns without paying a great deal of attention to whether their policies are popular with their prospective voters and so forth. And I think, in a sense, the young people are right, that this is not a system that is as accountable as it once was. Growing inequality has meant that the people, I mean, if you look at the American Supreme Court at this point, it's all people who went to very fancy schools. If you look at Congress, it's largely millionaires now. These are not people who are, you know, reflections of American society. And yes, of course, in some respects, representatives aren't supposed to necessarily be reflections, but they are quite out of touch with the ordinary life of most Americans. So, if you're entertaining the possibility of doing it differently, you say, well, perhaps a more autocratic government would not be less accountable, but might be more effective. If you're looking at it that way and you're thinking to yourself, I'm 30 and I have another 30 or 40 years to think of my life as a citizen, I want effectiveness. I don't want gridlock. I don't want paralysis. I don't want people saying they can't do anything. And I want people who do things that I seem to care about. That's not happening in a lot of democratic circumstances. So I think part of it is the lived experience that we need to be thinking about how to ensure that democratic institutions actually work more democratically. that the young people are not out of touch. They know what's happening, and we as people who are proponents of democracy really need to be more critical of whether these institutions are working the way they're supposed to be.